Please be seated for a few announcements. The first announcement that I have is that I have returned safely from my 3 days at a monastery in Toronto. It was delightful and lovely. We had 3 services a day, which was really lovely, with a morning prayer, an evening Eucharist, and an evening prayer. Wonderful experience. I highly recommend. And if you want to try an evening prayer service, we've got one for you today. So at 4 o'clock today, we are having a Holden evening prayer service for the Feast of the Presentation or Candlemas, which is going to be delightful. We'll bless some candles and have some fun. And so if you're interested in coming to see that service, please, please do come. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. The second announcement that I have comes from Reverend Anne, who's helping out with the children today. And it is that young families in the parish, with young kids, if you're looking for something to do on Family Day, the church is sponsoring a skating at Springbank Park, and they allow strollers and skating assists onto the ice. And so on February the 17th, which is Monday and a Family Day, the church is going to sponsor any young families that would like to come to go to Storybook Gardens between 3:15 and 4:45. If you could let Anne know if you're interested by Saturday so that she can get the tickets. Again, one of the things that I love about this parish is its ability to build community, and we've got so many wonderful young families. It would be great to give them something to do and a chance for them to connect with each other. So if you do have young kids, are free on a statutory holiday and are interested at all, we've got you covered. So please let Reverend Anne know if that would be something that you would enjoy doing. And even if not, please consider going. So I believe that is all the announcements that I have, unless somebody waves their hand at me. So I think we're good. Let's prepare to enter into worship. Would the congregation please stand? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, for you have sent us your salvation. Inspire us by your Holy Spirit to recognize him who is the glory of Israel and the light for all nations. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since God's children share flesh and blood, Jesus himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O God, my soul's desire. And from my depths for joy I sing, to constant praise aspire. How lovely is your dwelling place, O God, my soul's desire. And from my depths for joy I sing, to constant praise aspire. Even the swallow finds a home where she may lay her young, so at your altars may I dwell and always raise your song. How lovely is your dwelling place, O God, my soul's desire, and from my depths for joy I sing to constant praise aspire. A journey is my heart's delight, in valleys desolate, the springs arise, rain floods the pools, the way to celebrate. How lovely is your dwelling place, O God, my soul's desire, and from my depths for joy I sing to constant praise aspire. To one day in your presence, Lord, none elsewhere can compare, the humblest work within your gates to all wealth I prefer. How lovely is your dwelling place, O God, my soul's desire, and from my depths for joy I sing to constant praise aspire. Alleluia.
Be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to that what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So in my time, I've heard many criticisms against the church. And one that I think is the most true and the most accurate is that the church is weird. And it is. But I love it for its weirdness. Take today, for example. Today we're celebrating the Feast of the Presentation of Jesus at the Temple. It happens every year on February 2nd. Whether that February 2nd is a Sunday or not, doesn't matter. February 2nd is always the Feast of the Presentation or Candlemas. Now, if it falls on a Sunday, it takes over everything else that's supposed to happen that Sunday, and that's done. Some other feasts, if they land on a Sunday, they get bumped off to the side for what normally happens on a Sunday. And some feast days in the church are figured out by the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. And that's literally how we figure out when Easter is. So if you ever aren't sure, it's very easy. You just have to look at the astrology signs and you've got it. The church is a weird place. And today we do a weird thing. We put aside the normal readings for the day and highlight this Feast of the Presentation, or what is commonly known as Candlemas. Candlemas, you may have heard of it before, you may not have, but Candlemas fits in the same vein as Christmas or Michaelmas. It comes from the old term Mass, which is an old Latin Roman Catholic word for the liturgy that we do. And so on Christmas, we celebrate Christ's Mass, Christ's service, Christmas. If some of you are in the academic field, you might know of the Michaelmas term. And that comes from the feast day of St. Michael and All Angels, when he would have a service, or Michaelmas. And that's the first day of the academic term, and so it's known as the Michaelmas term. Today, we are celebrating Candlemas. Candles. And at the evening service, we are actually going to put candles out and bless them and celebrate them. It has nothing to do with the Groundhog Day, but it does have to do with light. It has to do with the light entering the world. And I'm a little bit thankful that today Candlemas is on a Sunday. I have been glued to the news for the last 3 or 4 days. I've been arguing with people on CNN and Fox, and they don't seem to listen to me. But my goodness, have I just been engrossed in everything that's happening in the world around us. And it is literally taking its toll on people. There was a young man that I knew in Saskatchewan, faithful Anglican, had been going to church since he was knee-high to a grasshopper. And his post on Facebook was on one hand startling, and on the other hand, completely understandable. He made the comment that if the United States is no longer a dependable ally, maybe we should treat it like the pariah state that it's treating us. He made a comment about being disappointed that the assassination attempt earlier this year didn't take place. And I hate to say it, but many of us may have thought the same things too. But today, in light of everything that's going on, we gather in this place to celebrate Candlemas, Jesus coming as the light to the nations. It's so easy when things are going wrong to hunker down and to live into our baser nature. But Jesus' coming to earth was not because he needed a vacation from heaven. It was that he was coming here for our sake, to show us that in the midst of untenable situations, in the midst of grief, loss, suffering, and sorrow, even self-sacrifice and death on a cross, that there's still a way to lead a holy and life-giving life that elevates us above our baser natures. 90 times out of 100, when I preach, I'm preaching to myself, and this is no exception. In the world around us, we now have a choice. We have a choice on how we are going to engage. You know, when things are going well, when things are easy and happy, being a Christian is not a hard thing to do. We get to come to church occasionally on Sunday. We get to go into the Great Hall and have coffee, visit with our friends and neighbors, and carry on with our lives. It's a wonderful thing. But when the rubber hits the road and we find ourselves in situations where we'd rather strike back, where we'd rather give in to those thoughts about assassination attempts and whatever, we are called to be more than that. Jesus came to earth not for a holiday, but to show us that even in the darkest times, there is always a way to choose to be Christian. And I worry that in the next 4 years, the necessity to choose is going to become more and more present, more and more necessary every day. But it is a choice that we are invited to make by God, God's self. It is a choice that is held up to us not just as something far off and wouldn't that be nice to attain, but rather an active struggle for each and every one of us to live up to what it means to be Christian, followers of Christ, who is the light not just to our nation, but to all nations, to reveal the glory of God. When we proclaim the gospel itself is a Greek word that means good news. And the good news of Jesus Christ is that even in the midst of suffering and pain and sorrow, whether it is personal or national or economic, we can follow in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior. That we can attain more, that we can aspire to being higher and holier as a whole people than we could on our own. I promise for the next 4 years, I'm not always going to preach about politics, but I will always preach that we have room to grow, to be more like a God who is infinite. Even the best of us still have room to grow to be more Christ-like. And now, more than ever, it is important to actively make those choices, especially when we don't want to live no longer for ourselves alone, but for Christ who can shine through us, to a world that is in desperate need of light, of mercy, of grace, of humility, of hope. Christ came to earth in the midst of some of the hardest economic and social times the world has ever seen and proclaimed a message of hope. My job and your job is now to proclaim that message of hope to a world in sore need of it. To live into our Christian vocation, our Christian life, our Christian calling, so that we can be the light that shines for all nations. And that even when we want to punch back, we find a way to turn the other cheek, not submissively, not just taking it on the chin to be beaten, but in a way that glorifies God and shows that the values and the virtues that we hold highest can never be destroyed, can never be taken away, can never be crushed. Faith is easy when it's not put to the test. When it is, let us help each other to live as Christian a life as we can, to not be ashamed of the hope that is in us, but to allow ourselves to be a light on a hill so that others may see our good work, our patience, our kindness, and glorify our Father in heaven. Let us be the candles in a world that is in so need of light. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. Would the congregation adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people?
Please join in the response. Lord of hosts, we praise your holy name. Lord, your faithful servants, Simeon and Anna, watched in hope for the fulfillment of your promises. Give to the church the same patience and trust. Give voice to your people to praise and speak of your redemption. Lord of hosts, we praise your holy name. Lord, Simeon described your Christ as a sign that will be opposed. Open the hearts of the powerful and those who are led to your justice. Restore us in your peace. Lord of hosts, we praise your holy name. Lord, you see our inner thoughts, and we can keep no secrets from you. Cleanse and revive our spirits for your praise and glory. As we stand on holy ground, preserve us in truth and godly living. Lord of hosts, we praise your holy name. Lord, we stand before you utterly dependent on your grace for all that sustains our living. Teach us to praise you in sickness and in health. Bring reassurance that though mortal, we are precious in your sight. We think today especially of Sylvia, Robert, Gavin, Catherine, Elizabeth, Jill, Kate, Joan, Dave, Sherry, the Alul family, Brian, Trevor, Abe, Kathy, John and Nancy, Ken and Jennifer, Dave and family, Rupali and Arshi, Karen and Mary, Grace and Karen, Debbie and Charm, Eleanor, Eric, Ella Mae, Sabrina, Brenda, Mark, Malcolm, Jeff, and the Sanford Moran family. Lord of hosts, we praise your holy name. Lord, you give leave to your faithful ones to depart in your peace. Hear our prayer for all who have died. May our eyes come to see your salvation. Lord of hosts, we praise your holy name.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share not the peace of the world, but Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." Awesome. Let us pray.
Almighty God, accept the joyful offerings of your church and grant that your Son may shine in us as the light that lightens every nation. We ask this in the name of the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give knowledge of salvation in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now with angels and archangels, and with the whole company of heaven, we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection
We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thank you. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, you fulfilled the hope of Simeon, who did not die till he had welcomed the Messiah. Complete in us your perfect will, that we in Christ may share in your eternal kingdom, for he is Lord forever and ever. Amen. And we pray together. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.